بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي spoke about the covenant that Allah Ta'ala took from Adam and his offspring. He said, "The covenant that Allah the Exalted took from Adam and his offspring is true." After Prophet Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام descended to earth, Allah took the souls of Adam's offspring out of Adam's back when he was in the area called نعمان الأراك in عرفات. Ayah 172 of Surah Al-A'raf tells us that Allah enabled the souls to speak. They admitted that Allah was their Lord, as Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Allah also took another covenant from Adam and all the prophets, especially the best five messengers, Muhammad, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Nuh. May Allah's peace be upon them all. As mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 7, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. In this covenant, all the prophets promised solemnly to convey Islam. Then At-Tahawi said, "Certainly Allah Ta'ala has known eternally altogether the number of those who shall enter paradise and the number of those who shall enter hell. This number is neither increased nor decreased. Also He knows their deeds, for He has known what they shall do. Everyone's route is paved for that which one is created." The author asserts that everything is known to Allah, including the number of people who will enter paradise and those who will enter hellfire. Since Allah knows that this takes place according to His will and by His creating, the last statement in the aforementioned text is mentioned in a Sahih hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, Muslim, and others. The hadith is, وَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. It means, whoever is willed for him to enter paradise, it is willed for him to do the deeds that lead him to paradise. On the other hand, whoever is willed for him to enter hellfire, it is willed for him to do the deeds which lead him to hellfire and to die without repenting of them. At-Tahawi said, "The consequences of one's deeds depend on one's ending. The fortunate is the one for whom Allah eternally preordained to die as a Muslim, and the unfortunate is the one for whom Allah eternally preordained to die as a blasphemer." The person is judged depending on his ending. A person may be a blasphemer, then he becomes a Muslim and dies in the state of Islam. He will be judged as a Muslim. Whoever is the opposite will be judged as a non-Muslim. One is fortunate if Allah eternally willed for one to die as a Muslim. One is unfortunate if Allah eternally willed for one to die as a blasphemer. Then At-Tahawi started to talk about Al-Qadr, and he said, "The reality of the Qadr, destiny, is the secret of Allah Ta'ala kept from His creation. Neither the favored angels nor the sent prophets know about it. Going deep into this matter and being pensive about it is a means to committing sins, a latter to deprivation and a step to exceeding the bounds. So be utterly cautious of having such pensiveness and forbidden thoughts, and of following vain whispers about it. Certainly Allah Ta'ala has concealed the knowledge of the Qadr from mankind and has forbidden them to cast about it. He Ta'ala said in his book, Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 23, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. It means, he, Allah, is not questioned about what he does, but the creations are. So whoever objectionably asks, why did Allah do so, has rejected the judgment of the book. Whoever rejects the judgment of the book is among the blasphemers. This means no one knows the reality of the Qadr, destiny. We are forbidden to seek it, as stated in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرْ فَأَمْسِكُوا. However, we are required to know its meaning, which is Allah is making things the way they are. Allah does whatever He wills. Whoever objects to Allah is a blasphemer. Then At-Tahawi said, this is all of what the walis, righteous slaves of Allah the Exalted, whose hearts are enlightened, need to believe in and accept. This is the degree of those whose knowledge is soundly rooted, for knowledge is of two kinds, one existent among the creation and the other non-existent among them. Denial of the existent knowledge is blasphemy, and claiming to have the non-existent knowledge is blasphemy. Faith is not valid except if the existent knowledge is acknowledged and the non-existent one is not pursued. So the hearts of the righteous Muslims are full of believing what Allah revealed to His Prophet. Allah did not give the knowledge of everything to anyone. Allah made certain information available to His creation, such as knowing the creed, the rules, and whatever is useful for survival. However, knowing other matters is exclusive to Allah, such as knowing the exact time at which the Day of Judgment will occur. Hence, whoever denies the first type of knowledge or claims the second is not a Muslim. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us paradise, forgive our sins, and keep us steadfast on Al-Islam, to protect us from misguidance and to end our lives on Al-Islam, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.